This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 455 for Wednesday, June 30th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are down significantly on Wednesday morning after the new crop contracts hit fresh highs yesterday. Ahead of trading today, ICE reset the daily limit for canola at $30 per ton. The November contract dropped $16.80 at $777.80 per ton, and the January contract loses $14.20 at $774.10. There are declines in the Chicago soy complex, as well as European rapeseed, while Malaysian palm oil is slightly higher. The hot weather continues across the prairies, with the entire region expected to be between 30 to 40 Celsius. Combined with a lack of rain in the forecast, the dry conditions are putting a great deal of stress on prairie crops. That said, the Manitoba Weekly Crop Report notes the province's crops are maturing faster than normal. With Stats Canada now projecting 22.5 million acres of canola this year, Markets Farm believes that should result in a crop of 20.6 million tons and a carryout of 850,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady this morning, with the loonie at 80.79 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 80.75. The United States Department of Agriculture will release its long-awaited reports on acres and grain stocks at 11 a.m. Central. Market expectations are pointing towards increases in corn and soybean acres and a decline in wheat acres. Quarterly grain stocks for the three commodities are projected to be smaller than those this time last year. Rain for the eastern U.S. Corn Belt is forecast through Saturday. Meanwhile, the U.S. Northern Plains and Upper Midwest are to remain dry. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are down on Wednesday morning. The heavily traded November contract drops 20 cents at $12.97.5 per bushel. August soy oil pulls back 1.55 cents at 60.61 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down $2.80 at $3.47.60 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Wednesday morning, with the September contract retreating 14 cents at $5.45 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the September contract down 8 cents at $3.79. Wheat futures are lower as well on Wednesday morning. Chicago September falls 8 cents at $6.38. Kansas City September loses 7.5 cents at $6.19.5. And Minneapolis September is down a nickel at $8.10. A reminder that the Canadian markets will be closed on Thursday for Canada Day. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, June 30th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck. Happy Canada Day.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.